FM 100.5 and 101.9. AM 1450. Rutherford County's place to talk. Your good neighbor station. Stand by, Murfreesboro. The WGNS Action Line continues a search for truth.
Good morning to you. Welcome into the Action Line from WGNS. We mentioned earlier we're going to be talking about keeping that rural quality that we enjoy here in the heart of Tennessee. Well, there's a group here that does that, that's been working on preserving our area's rural qualities for many years. And we have some of the folks from the Preserve the Area's Rural Qualities. There's an acronym for that, PARQ, PARQ. And Theo Prince is with us, the president, and Joan Jackson, and Jane Rust. Jane is the treasurer of the group, and they meet on a regular basis and just happen to be meeting tonight. It's good to have all of you with us today. Good morning to you.
Thank you.
Tell us about tonight's meeting, because there are a lot of people, I'm sure, who would like to be a part of that meeting. Where is it?
The meeting is on Lock Creek Road, which is near Westside School in Cannon County, and the address is 3632. So it's about 3.5 miles down Lock Creek Road off of Old 70 and a blue house on the right.
Mm-hmm. Okay. What will the topic be tonight?
Well, typically our agendas cover our old business, which includes the Reedyville Mill, our oral history project, which we are excited about and would like to talk a little more about while we're here. We've done many other things, distributed weather radios. We have our website, which is www.parq.org. Different announcements of activities in Rutherford and Cannon County. So it can be a wide-ranging agenda.
Now, it doesn't take somebody who's lived here forever to look back over the years and discover things have changed, and we have lost some great treasures, historic treasures, some of them just by neglect, and some of them people have chosen to replace them with something else. But your group is working to preserve the memories, preserve the history of the community. One of those good examples, I guess we could say, is a mill. And we have had so many good working mills in the area, and you don't have to have lived here very long to remember Brown's Mill, and then there was one over in Las Casas, and Elam Mill, and of course, those are memories now, because they're all gone.
Sadly.
We only have one mill left. And that's within probably a mile of where your meeting is tonight, Reedyville Mill. You had a big hand in preserving that.
I don't know if you call it a big hand, but we did what we could with our very, very limited funding, part of our early dreams. And we were chartered in 1993, actually, as a 501c3. One of our early dreams was to be able to fundraise to the level of making an offer to the owners, that was the Epperly family. And but meanwhile, we got permission from the family to who lived in the Nashville area or beyond. We had permission to winterize, especially was the main focus, because all the windows had long since been out. So we took heavy-duty plastic, and at the risk of falling through some very unsavory spots, we were able to staple the windows in and protect them, And actually the owner, Tom Brady, now gives us, our group, some credit for keeping some of the flooring and some of the interior of the building intact so that he could come along in, like a knight in shining armor, and rescue the mail, and really did so much over the four-year period, starting with replacing some of the main beams underneath that were causing the mill to actually fall into disarray, and then it would have been gone.
Mm-hmm.
And so we also had permission from the family to occasionally have children's groups come around the area and just take a look. And so, because I think of it like the children in Cannon County who have to go to a farm to find out about animals,
mm-hmm.
you know.
Mm-hmm.
And, there are a lot of things that are just right there, just down the road. And unless someone says, look how wonderful this is, they wouldn't know. But I'm hoping they'll be able to remember that.
Now, when you go there for breakfast now on Saturday mornings, it's hard to picture the place in ruins. And it's hard for me to picture that, too, because prior to that memory, I remember 20-something years ago, I would take my son on scout group trips, and we'd meet at different places, and if we were heading in that direction, one place we'd always stop would be the Reedyville Mill. It seems like they sold preserves and stuff like that. It was not what it is today. But that was like 20 years ago. So somebody had made efforts to renovate it then, and I guess that didn't work or something.
That was probably early 70s.
Okay.
And that was probably...
Time flies when you're having fun.
Yep. And that was probably a third or fourth owner already at that time that had made efforts. The way I understand it, the last owner before the current one had gotten some funding, and maybe it was federal. Was it federal funding?
I think it was a federal grant.
And was able to make use of that. But all of the efforts involved so much in time and money. And eventually, when people get older and whatever the economy is at that time, it didn't allow it to really flourish. Right now, it's doing great guns.
Oh, and it's a great draw.
Yeah, and it has a lot to do, I think, also with the not only the man who is the owner, but also most recently Rutherford County Chamber and Cannon County have coordinated with a project that allows groups to go on tours. And it starts at the mill with a tour, and then a little gift of a cornmeal. And then you go on into the Art Center, which is now in 30 plus years of success in Woodbury with live performances. You go there to a restaurant called the Blue Porch. That's owned by Wanda Thompson, who's a Rutherford County Cripple Creek resident.
She does a great job.
She does a great job. And then you can go on to Short Mountain and visit our...
That's a trip.
That is a trip, right. And
my curiosity got me one. I've lived around here all my life, but I've, for some reason, had never been to Short Mountain. And the moonshine still... persuaded. I mean, I needed to see what that was.
Right. And please understand that you don't have to be interested in alcohol at all. This is so much about history. Mm-hmm. And the three moonshiners who had been infamous have now become famous. And when you visit with them and hear their stories on a Saturday morning, it's awesome.
Oh, it is. Yeah. Al Capone and all those.
Right.
People that you've heard of were in this area on a regular basis.
Yeah, and just the fellow who he and his brothers took on this effort. I don't know if it was a grandfather or a great-grandfather, was the Samsonite company here. And even though the family's from California, they gave so much and now continue to give. And we're very appreciative.
What kind of projects are you working on now? Do you have any new things you're working to preserve?
I think the one we're the most proud of right now is our affiliation with the Gore Center, which began, I want to say, at least 5 years ago. We wanted to do some oral history. There were so many important stories that we realized we're going to die with some of the older individuals, and the Gore Center under Dr. Williams allowed us to become an international source for anyone who had ever heard of this area. So we thought we were going to be wonderful, and we initially thought we were going to do it on our own before the Gore Center. We met with Evan Hatch, who works for the Art Center in Cannon County, and he gave Jane and I some instructions and some basic equipment we could use to do some interviewing. It didn't take long to realize that that wasn't what we were going to do, but we had Evan do some interviews for us. And then when the opportunity came to work with MTSU, thanks to his students, we have transcripts, videos, and what else?
Photographs
of 17 folks. And I think the one that you may know the best would be Mr. Brandon,
mm-hmm.
a wonderful old black man who in his 90s was still...
He was a miracle in himself.
He was a miracle. And he had some roots back in the Cannon County area, too. And his interview was awesome.
For people who don't remember, I think his first name is Willie. I think it was Willie Brandon.
Yes.
Was a custodian at the courthouse, and you'd go up and talk to him. You would have thought the man was in his 50s, and he was in his 90s, and doing heavy, heavy work. But and once you discovered that, you'd talk with him, and he just was a wealth of knowledge.
He was the meet and greeter. Mm-hmm. You know, he did so much for your courthouse facility and for letting people know what a wonderful place they were standing at.
Yeah. Oh, what and can you imagine what he saw over his lifetime? I mean, from horses around the square to Uncle Dave's funeral to spaceships. From the first airplane to spaceships, it's unbelievable what he experienced.
It was wonderful, and there were a couple other individuals that we were able to have interviews done who have now passed on. Mr. P from Rutherford County was one of the examples. Robert P knew so much about the area and could share so much and tell us. And then we had a fellow from Cannon County, Junior Lassiter, who was a World War II survivor and an excellent storyteller. Don't ever, if you're going to approach, at the time he was still with us, if you're going to approach him at the post office to say hello, just count on 15 to 25 minutes. You know, otherwise just say wave and go on, because he was going to enrich your day.
Oh, that's so neat to run into people like that. Mm-hmm. Now, let's talk a little about the Reedy home in Reedyville, because that's something that everybody has heard a little about, and you've heard all sorts of tales. He made some people unhappy or something, and they put the county line right down the middle of his house.
And even as recently as, I would say, probably about 30 to 40 years ago, Mary Lawrence Oliver and her husband were paying two tax bills because
and that's why they did it. We'll get him.
Yeah, and it's a wonderful home, and thanks to a couple that is from Rutherford County that have a wonderful restaurant called Goodness Gracious. They purchased the home last June and have done really very costly, I'm sure, but wonderful renovations.
Well, did they finally get it only in one county?
Oh, yes, they did that. Yeah, and it's the side that you don't get garbage pickup, but your tax bill is a little lighter.
I bet they were happy for that.
And it will be a wonderful addition to our little area of the Reedyville Mill, because Karen Ford has already done some weddings this past summer and fall, and they're on the Stones River. And one wedding, even though I certainly wasn't invited to it, but I drove by, of course, it's my job. Yeah. it was a Saturday evening where the sound of live music on the outdoors just traveled up the river, and it was just a beautiful experience. And I think she has a real love for where they've moved, and a love for making folks happy and making their event a memorable one.
You could almost close your eyes and step back to Andrew Jackson's days. And
I don't know if I can go that far back,
well, I mean,
but I'd like
in your memory, through your just creating it in your mind, because I understand that was also an inn. Part of that house was an inn, and Andrew Jackson was one of the people who would drop by there, reportedly.
That could be true. I know the story.
It's a good story.
Of it being,
I don't know if it's true or not.
Good story. Being a hospital during the Civil War.
Okay.
And it has, so it's very interesting to have stories about spirits who would let you know that they were here and
Is that a Southern thing? Ghost stories.
I think it's an international thing, but
I think
it flourishes in the South.
That's
because
right.
There are some, when there are old plantations and old homes, it encourages stories.
So there are some good stories about that place then.
There are. Yeah.
What other kind of things are you hearing, the things you're trying to preserve, wanting to keep the area's history alive?
Let's see, keeping our history alive, that is done in several different ways.
Okay.
It was done, first of all, if you have the children's activities book.
So you're getting the kids involved.
Yes, because they're the ones that have to, I believe they have to know how wonderful their roots are.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I know it's typical for folks to appreciate something more if they're not from there, you know, sort of thing. There are folks that didn't live very close to the mill, maybe didn't even know it existed, even though it's been there for forever. I think I'm so glad to revive that information. This activity book, Jane Russ was in charge of and helped put lots of questions and answers, easy for children to look at. I don't know if you can...
And where can you get a copy of this?
You can contact us, and we haven't reprinted in a while, but we certainly, that can be on our agenda to this evening, because it is something that is simple enough for children to really work through. We also are proud of, as far as education, we're proud of our website, parq.org, which has some historical dates for the mill, which Tom has used on the back of his menu. Another thing that we've done to preserve, we were very fortunate to work with the Lions Club in Cannon County. They had started a project about 5 years ago to do a Christmas ornament. And their first ornament was the courthouse in Cannon, which is quite an old building itself.
Mm-hmm.
And the second one...
And they just redid that about a year ago.
Yes, it was wonderful. We have a gentleman who's just an not-from-here person who has fallen so madly in love with Cannon and has used his entrepreneurship and abilities to write grants. And his name is Neil Applebaum, and he was able to be instrumental in a grant that allowed us to refurbished the courthouse, and it's wonderful. He's anyway, going back to from the courthouse, then there was kind of an uncertainty about the second year ornament, the Lions Club. So I knew the fellow in charge of the committee, and I said, Reedyville Mill is just becoming alive, and you need to you need to consider an ornament in your second year. So he was willing to do that.
Mm-hmm.
And not only is the ornament still for sale, but we Park purchased additional ones that we could label for Tom at the mill, so anyone who wanted an affordable souvenir could have that.
We're talking about preserving the area's rural qualities, and this group meets, is it quarterly?
We're quarterly.
Mm-hmm. And the quarter is tonight.
It is.
And once again, where is that and what time?
Well, when we're talking about rural qualities, the two other ladies that you see sitting here mm-hmm. Have older homes that are quite wonderful assets for the community. And so we take turns meeting at their home, typically. This one tonight is at 3632 Lock Creek. Lock Creek is a road that is the first one east of Westside School.
Should be easy to find.
It should be easy to find, or we'll give you phone numbers and you can just call us.
Okay. That's 7:30 tonight. We're going to pause for just a few minutes, then we'll come back and continue the conversation. This next segment is the one where if you have any questions, if you have any comments, maybe you have toured the Reedyville Mill or gone through the Cannon County Courthouse or been to the Reedy home there in Reedyville, or maybe you've taking a swim in the Stones River. I don't know. 893-1450, it's your program. And if you have a thought you'd like to share, give us a call. 893-1450, we're going to check on the weather and traffic. We'll be right back.
Rutherford County's consumer warrior.
This is the real deal.
Clark Howard, weekdays noon to 2 on WGNS, AM, FM, online.
New at Ford of Murfreesboro is the 2013 Ford Fusion Hybrid and Fusion Energy Plug-in Hybrid. Fusion Energy has plug-in technology to further your charge, which means that you'll get amazing gas mileage. The new plug-in Fusion becomes America's most fuel-efficient sedan in 2013 with a rating of 108 miles per gallon in city driving. Visit fordofmurfreesboro.com at the intersection of Broad and Northfield.
Hi, this is David Lee, General Manager at Ford of Murfreesboro, and I invite you to come down and see our full selection of Fords, and we'll give you the best deal in town.
Hello, this is Lisa Halliburton from Bell Jewelers. Looking for a new look? Update your gemstones by letting us remount your jewels into a new style. White gold, yellow gold, vintage, modern. Let Bell Jewelers help you design a special piece with your old gemstones, or let our award-winning jeweler, Bob Lanier, custom make a fabulous piece just for you.
Visit Bell Jewelers on Broad, across from Toots.
Play it again, sports!
Your fitness headquarters.
We've got our hands on name brands like Schwinn, Horizon, Bowflex, and more. Create your own discount. Bring in your old sporting goods and walk out with new equipment.
Play it again, sports!
On Thompson Lane.
WGNS Time Saver Traffic.
Good morning. We have no reports of accidents or incidents in Murfreesboro at this time. Bit of slowdown already on I-24 at 96, I-24 at 231, I-24 at Medical Center Parkway. Possibility of some icy patches on some of those bridges and overpasses, especially on the secondary, so slow down and be safe this morning. If you're looking for a new career, did you know that some bartenders make $100 to $300 per shift? Jobs are in demand right now. Call Professional Bartending School of Nashville at 885-5800. I'm Randy O'Brien with traffic on WGNS.
Thank you, Randy. What about that Murfreesboro weather brought to you by First National Bank of Murfreesboro?
A winter weather advisory continues for the listening area. This afternoon, freezing rain with mostly cloudy skies and highs in the mid-30s. Freezing rain throughout tonight, cloudy with our lows in the lower 30s. I'm WGNS meteorologist Greg Tatro. Right now, it's 30.
This is Freedom Morgan at First National Bank of Murfreesboro. If you're thinking about buying a home or refinancing a home, see Becky Walker or Jonathan Bolden at First National Mortgage Services, 2230 Mercury Boulevard, an equal housing lender.
Now more than ever, count on WGNS. Locally owned, locally operated, and responding to your local opinions. Issues that impact the heart of Tennessee.
Welcome back. Our number is 893-1450. If you'd like to join us, we're talking about preserving the area's rural qualities. And there's a group by that name, and they're meeting tonight. And they're meeting at 7:30. They meet every quarter, and this is the night they meet, 7:30 tonight in Reedyville at 3632 Lock Creek Road, right there in Reedyville. And let's go to the phones. Good morning. You're on WGNS. How are you today?
Hello.
Hello. How are you?
Hi. Okay. I guess I'm on the air, huh?
Yes.
I have a question. I was listening to your interview. That was a privately owned mill when they decided to put some effort into the preserving the property.
Mm-hmm.
What I'd like to know what their criteria was. What caused them to invest their efforts in someone else's property?
Interesting question. Thank you for calling in. What about that? What motivated you to help somebody else?
Just the value that we determined was there, with something from the 1800s that involved the Civil War, involved the Trail of Tears walked right past that area, involved the Corners, the old home, involved young folks that residents would remember were preparing for World War II, and they were doing maneuvers out in back of the mill area, and it just held so much that was good and peaceful and worth remembering and sharing with children and grandchildren. And so we just decided that would be something. Initially, our dreams of grandeur that we would be able to actually own it. And we even got to the point of meeting with a family attorney to see what options might be available. And also we worked with Frank Fly, who I think is still active here as an attorney, to see if we could purchase it, because we were aware that it was just sitting there and falling apart.
And I guess really if somebody had not stepped forward, it doesn't matter who owns it, if it falls down, it's a memory. And we had seen it. Was this about the same time that, I know, Brown's Mill, everybody went out and checked it. They had some money to preserve it. They determined that it was in good shape and everything. Right. And I guess within a month, it was a history. It fell down on its own.
And I don't know enough one-on-one information, but I can only share what I had heard, was that the type of construction, when they started working to renovate, whatever happened is that some of the main support beams mm-hmm. were affected, and it imploded. It just fell in on itself. And so that's another issue that we had too. We had an appraisal done at some point to see what we were dealing with, and we knew that we had to meet with engineers so that if somehow we were able to be involved with this preservation, that we weren't going to make the same mistakes.
So, go ahead.
Oh, go ahead.
MTSU students came out also and did a study on the mill
mm-hmm.
to check for structural integrity and things that would be needed to stabilize it. So this was this had a big impact.
Now, there's talk now about fixing the flume again. All of that became inoperative somewhere in the past.
That's a very interesting, and I hope there are those politically in position to hear us at this point. I worked with Tom Brady, I think about 4 or 5 years ago, to put together a group of probably 20, 30 individuals of interest, from the Army Corps of Engineers to the Department of Conservation to tourism in Nashville to the environmental folks, to see what would be involved. Because at one time, when the weir was still intact, you could allow the flow of water to come through. And for those who haven't been to the mill, our mill is not a paddle wheel mill. It was called a dynamo. it was water that flowed underneath the mill into into something that turned and then in turned everything else that made it work. But at that meeting, and also we had representatives, state representatives and senators, everyone that we chose an election year, however.
And they were all there.
Was, right, which was either a good or a bad thing. But in the course, we had hoped that we would hear something like, this is, you can be grandfathered in. Take advantage of your good neighbors, the Vulcan Quarry, who continue to be good neighbors, not far from the mill. Take advantage of some of their generosity, mm-hmm. and just make some basic corrections that would allow the water to flow, even if only on a Saturday morning. But what we found out was that those in charge wanted schematics prepared and engineering requirements to even set it up, and then Army Corps of Engineers wanted to make sure we weren't affecting the oyster or the crab or the whatever was there, and we were just saying,
I hope no snail darters.
And we were saying, whatever's there, can we just maintain it and take good care of it? Mm-hmm. But the bottom line evolved several months later to something close to $2 million.
You're kidding.
Just to get going on it. And that just wasn't reasonable.
We're talking about basically a creek.
It is the East Fork of the Stone River.
Right, I mean, we're not talking about an elaborate operation here.
No, it just diverts a little into into the weir under the mill.
Yeah.
$2 million.
Yeah, okay. And so that made it a challenge.
Let's take another call here. We've got lots of folks wanting to say hello. You're on WGNS. Good morning.
Hello.
Hi, how are you?
All right. I was just trying to. I was just calling. I remember the Rita Mill when I was a kid. But my dad. What I was really calling about is, you know, Uncle Dave Macon, mm-hmm. and all that. My dad used to live with him when he was at Kittrell.
Uh huh.
And he used to tell me. He's told me a lot of stories about Uncle Dave, and I just wanted to give a holler and tell him that he's still alive, and he still tells me stories about Uncle Dave and everything, some of the things he used to do when he was a kid.
Well, do you remember any of them that tied to the Reedyville Mill?
Oh, yeah. I remember when it was running. They used to do cornmeal and stuff like that. And my dad used to tell me about they used to go there and get their meal and stuff like that when he was a kid.
Yeah, just a stone's throw away, just out the old Woodbury Pike.
Yep, that's it.
Thank you for calling.
We would love to hear your stories, and you're welcome to go on our website, parq.org, and you'll find a phone number there, and you'll find a P.O. Box 64 in Reedyville if you want to write us just a note with name and phone number so we can continue to learn more about the mill and learn about those that give us the, I was there and I can show you.
That's what it's all about. Let's take another call here. You're on WGNS with Thea Prince, Joan Jackson, and Jane Rust. How are you today?
Hey, good morning.
Good morning.
I commend you on efforts for trying anyway. That's all one word, and it's with all small letters, parq.org.
It is, I think it'll work either way on the website, but it's really capital letters, parq.org.
Okay.
All right. Thank
and,
you.
The mill, was it mainly out of a yellow chestnut log, the timbering and stuff?
Boy, you know that's where you're going to get me, because the two volumes that were done by the Dr. Huda at the time and his college students, the contents of those two books will give you that answer, but I don't readily know it. But I'll be glad to find out for you.
Okay, I had some access to a lot of probably, I don't know, 150-year-old logs that I thought I might be able to help you with it. All right, thank you.
You might want to come to that meeting tonight.
All right.
It's 7:30 tonight in Reedyville on Lock Creek Road.
All right.
Okay.
Yes, I know about it. First sign over there, down around below the mill. Yeah.
Okay.
All right, thanks.
Thanks. Have a good day. 893-1450 is our number. You've talked with several people. In fact, you talked with a young lady who does a lot here at the radio station, Bobby Hayes, who grew up in Reedyville. I think she was born where she lives now, and there aren't many people who can say that. And right there next to Tilford Lumber Company. Uh-huh. And did that lumber company ever get power from the mill?
Oh, I'm glad you brought in that little tidbit about the mill. The mill actually was able to bring electricity mm-hmm. to what is Reedyville Street now. And that was before Rutherford County even had electricity.
Wow,
and
so Reedyville had really the electricity first.
Right. And it allows me to lead into something wonderful that's happened. A former elementary school teacher in Cannon County, who now works for the Board of Education, is also a writer. And I went to a book signing in Line Ball several years ago. It was an adult book, short story fictions, and she and four other authors had put it together. And I just started talking to her, and her name is Connie Foster. And I said, Connie, you know, there are some kids that need to know about the mill. And she started, I said, please write something. So she started slowly, but with results, to talk about a little boy whose daddy moved from Short Mountain to Reedyville Street because he needed a job. And he got to be someone responsible for getting the electricity going. And I won't give away the wonderful adventures of this little boy, but the book is called The Reedyville Mill. You can call us at Park if you'd like, and we'll connect you. But I checked on Amazon, and it's already on Amazon,
wow.
too.
Okay.
And it's a wonderful story. Connie, it's a, what's it called? Historical fiction, because some of her dad's experience in Short Mountain is reflected in the story. And also, the illustrator is works at Hatch Print, which is a famous poster company down on Broadway in Nashville.
Oh, yes,
and
yes.
Because we a local gal, Heather Mulder, mm-hmm. works there too, they were able to get together and do the illustrations. And I just love that we've connected so much with Cannon County, with Rutherford County, and with similar interests and positive goals and directions. So anyway, that's a side to let people know about the Reedyville Mill by Connie Foster. And you can check on Amazon for information or ISBN numbers, or give us a call at our phone numbers.
And for people who are trying to think, where have I heard that Hatch Printing? That's the one that does all of the little posters about the old Grand Ole Opry stars, and I mean, just really collectible posters.
Yes, and if you go to the Grand, what is
Lyman.
The? If you go to the new facility to, what is it?
Ryman Auditorium?
No, Country no. Hall of Fame.
Oh, Country Music Hall of Fame, okay.
And actually, Hatch is getting ready to move there.
Oh,
but
physically
you'll,
there.
You'll see walls and walls of celebrities that Hatch has done wonderful things with.
We're going to pause for just a moment. We'll be back and take some more calls, 893-1450. Be thinking about other old structures like the Colonial Shirt Factory. You know, things like that. So many things.
WGNS, FM 100.5, FM 101.9, and AM 1450. Worldwide at WGNSradio.com.
For decades, we've been telling you that Bell Furniture has first quality name brand furniture half price every day. Now this locally owned family business has pictures of some of their furniture on the internet at www.bellfurnitureonline.com. Save with Perry Bell at Bell Furniture. 1517, the new Nashville Highway, halfway between Murfreesboro and Smyrna. And on the internet at www.bellfurnitureonline.com.
A winter weather advisory continues for the listening area. This afternoon, freezing rain with mostly cloudy skies and highs in the mid-30s. Freezing rain throughout tonight, cloudy with our lows in the lower 30s. I'm WGNS meteorologist Greg Tatro. Right now, it's 30.
This is Sheila from Ryan Flowers and Gifts. We've been here in Murfreesboro for over 70 years. If you ever need anything for any particular occasion, please give us a call. We have items starting out at $35 for your funeral needs. We also have your tapestries, your angels, churches, books of love for anything that you may need for that special loved one who has passed on. Ryan's Flowers and Gifts is located at 117 South Academy Street. Our phone number, 615-893-7134.
This is George Plaster. Join me for Sports Night, weekdays 3 to 6, right after all sports talk at 2 here on WGNS.
Welcome back. Our number is 893-1450 if you'd like to join us as we take a stroll down memory lane. Theo Prince is with us, Joan Jackson and Jane Rust, all from Park Preserve, our area's rural qualities. They are meeting tonight. Their quarterly meeting is tonight in Reedyville at 2632 Lock Creek Road.
36.
Okay.
3632.
Wouldn't the neighbors be surprised?
They might be. But we probably know each other. They'd send you on down the road.
Okay. 3632 Lock Creek Road. Tonight, 7:30, and if people get lost, is there a number they can call?
Yes, they can call 563-2200.
563-2200, okay. We were mentioning some other places. The Colonial Shirt Factory is one. What was it called? Not Good Neighbor, Good Samaritan Hospital.
That's the Board of Education now in the Cannon County Health Department. And so it...
Election board,
yes.
And so that has been preserved.
Yes, and it's the offices are filled, but certainly not in the same at all related to what it had been. Mm-hmm.
So. Do you have the feel of having walked in the old hospital when you go in there still, or does it just look totally different?
You're going to have to come and tell me because okay. I wasn't there when it happened.
How about the Colonial Shirt Factory?
That I thought was a wonderful old building, but the decision was made that it would be an ideal site for a new Woodbury Grammar School, which is the largest of our six elementary schools, and so that is what was done with the property.
Okay, so it is a memory.
Yeah. Also, just briefly, I should mention for those who are involved with planning in whatever county, that some of the decision was made to take down that building because of the estimated cost of some asbestos or some other hazardous items, and the reality turned out to be a lot less than that when they did remove things. So I know you can't be perfect about everything, but in the world of recycling now, especially even on the industrial level, just search as far as you could search before you're willing to let go of something precious.
Once you lose those, the only thing you have left are photographs, if you have some of those.
Right, and if anyone who enjoys older buildings know that the energy, my belief is the energy never goes away. And the energy and the feeling of being in a space and learning about it is what makes it worthwhile. So seeing a picture of it isn't going to give you that.
How close is the Tilford Lumber Company to being a memory?
The Tilford Lumber Company is still, Tom Tilford is still alive, but has some health conditions. And his son Randy and Randy's wife are stay with Tom, and I don't know to what level lumber is sold, or even their little hardware store was just a wonderful place. It was like going to an old country store. 50 years. There aren't very. I don't know if the one in Cumberland County is still even there, but there's a country store there where you can buy an old tea kettle that looks like your grandma's and that sort of thing. Anyway, there was a auction several years ago regarding Tilford. It was a trucking company also at that time, and those trucks were sold and things were really downsized.
I think there's still just maybe one or two of those old places. I think Las Casas may have a sort of a general store still. And you need to go frequent these places. I mean, even if you just go buy a soft drink or something, any business keeps it going longer. And you need to preserve those places.
And if you're a grandparent who has more time to do that and invite your children or their children,
mm-hmm.
you take a responsibility that this is something you could do and enjoy and connect with your family to make sure those things happen.
And that's true with the Reedyville Mill. I mean, the only day they're open is Saturday, so patronize them on Saturday. That pays the bills to keep the place up. And they've expanded. Last time I was out there, they've built a building, and their son is manufacturing wood, our furniture now.
Tom's son, Justin, who has a college degree in, I think it's biology and engineering, loves wood and loves to go from the very beginning for find the wood and then do wonderful things. And so, yes, he's built a little separate side building, which may, it's at some point, include other crafters locally mm-hmm. to encourage people to see what is there. But that's a wonderful thing. And when you mention the mill's only open the one day, it's from 8 till 12 on a Saturday. And I really recommend you make a reservation, because not only is the food awesome, but there are also preserves and other things that,
and grains.
And what
really terrific cornmeal and wheat.
Great music.
And John Blankenship from Rutherford County mm-hmm. sings Marty Robbins better than Marty Robbins.
It's phenomenal.
He's awesome. And
now, is his father the one that created all the little wood carvings and the wagons and things of that sort that were in the parades?
I will ask John, because I don't go back that far. I met John when my husband was doing some performing at the Art Center, and mm-hmm. John has several years under his belt, and also his kids. And so I don't know that part about him. I just know from 22 years on.
We're almost out of time. Before we leave again, what time is the meeting tonight, and where is it?
The meeting is at 7:30 tonight. It's the first road east of West Side School, and it's at 7:30 at 3632 Lock Creek. The phone number is 563-2200. If for some reason you cannot make it at such short notice, please refer to park.org, and just keep in touch with us. Or send us a postcard to P.O. Box 64, Reedyville, 37149, and we'd love to share and learn from you.
Thanks for joining us today. Thea Prince, Joan Jackson, and Jane Russ, they got Park going, and they're keeping it going, and you need to join them and help them out. Tomorrow, Rutherford County Sheriff Robert Arnold will be with us. Have a great day.
Why are you always on the verge?